Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The DH, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Hammond. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Andy Hawkins. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting fifth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Chris James. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Otto. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbach for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Felix Fermin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hammond fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Law strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hammond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of James. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. James hits a pop-up into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Cole is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fermin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco who is chasing the ball. Fermin reaches third base with a triple. Alomar scores. Cole goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten is hit by the pitch. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive towards short. Gallego reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hammond is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Henderson moves to second. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cole is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Cole. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Cole steals second. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Furman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cole scores. Furman moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Whiten goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law bunts in front of the plate. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallego moves to second. One out. Rudy Cines now pitching. Harold Baines pinch hits for Scott Hammond. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallego moves to third. Two outs. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Gallego scores. Henderson moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Mike Bordick now playing shortstop. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Young now pitching. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. One out. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cole is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berger can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to second. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Steinbach moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach scores. McGuire moves to third. Wilson moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mike York now pitching. Ernie Riles pinch hits for Vance Law. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez juggles the ball. That's an error on Martinez. McGuire scores. Wilson scores. Gallego moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Athletics. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. York fields it and throws to home to get Gallego. Riles moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ernie Riles now playing third base. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Whiten hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Martinez moves to third. Mike Aldred pinch hits for Brooke Jacoby. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Mike Aldred is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Aldred hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields the ball and throws to Eckersley covering. Safe. Martinez scores. Whiten scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Chris James. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Carlos Berga now playing third base. Mike Aldred now playing left field. Jerry Brown now playing second base. Steve Olin now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Steinbach strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.